I want to welcome everybody to the July 7th, 2022 town council meeting. And we have present Elizabeth on Zoom, Gladys, Steve, Jimmy, and myself are in person, so we have a good quorum. All right, let's everybody stand and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first thing we're going to do is approve the minutes for May and June. And has everybody had a chance to read the May minutes? Okay, do we have any changes on the May minutes, updates, or anything that anybody has caught that we need to change? All right.
Would you like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for May as presented?
Okay, Gladys.
Second.
All right, Steve seconded. Gladys made the motion and Steve seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, it is approved, 5-0. They are approved. Okay, now, June. Any changes on the June minutes? Okay, it looks like we're...
Are we first doing the June 2nd, or are you doing them both June 22nd and 2nd?
We could do the June 22nd special if you want to do that next.
Are you doing them all together? I just wanted to clarify.
Going to do both Junes together, the special meeting, and we'll do one first and then the special meeting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
so this is the regular town council minute meeting for June 2nd, 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Gladys made the motion. Steve seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, 5-0, it passes. Very good. Okay, now, this is the special minutes, the special meeting that we had for where we talked about the insurance and the 4th of July celebration on June 22nd at 7 p.m. and it was Zoom. So this is the one we're approving now. Any changes?
I'll make a motion that we approve them.
Okay, that's second.
Second.
Steve seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. That both sounds really good. All right. The election results, I just kind of wanted, I don't know how many people are interested, but if you voted, you probably are. This was the primaries, and Mike Lee won the election with 61.93%, and Chris Stewart for congressional district number 2, 71.6%. So I thought it would be nice to put that out there. Now, the July 4th, we'll move on to that. It was great. We had a good time. I had a good time. And I got a lot of really, really good feedback on the July 4th celebration. First, I want to thank, boy, people just pulled in and helped. It was just such a blessing. And if I forget anybody, Jimmy, please tell me. I want to thank Jimmy and Vicky, they really, really, really dug in their heels and did what had to be done. And Judith and Bill Giles, them also, they really did a lot. And then if we missed anything, they were always letting us know, but reminding us to make sure it got done. So they were absolutely amazing. Andy was the MC, and he did an amazing job. We want to thank him also. The Relief Society that brought all those yummy desserts. And then Mary and Barbara, who were really troopers that stood there while people came and just gobbled it all up. Gladys with the parade. Great parade, Gladys. Good job. Amber took care of the dunk tank. Did she get the slide too?
No, that was Judith and Bill.
Oh, Judith and Bill. Oh, that's right. Judith and Bill did that. Okay. And then Patrick's band rocked. It was great. Jordan did the sound. We want to thank him. And Peter for driving the fire truck. I called him at the last minute, and he didn't even hesitate. We want to thank the Boulder Mountain Lodge for sponsoring the talent show. And Brandy for providing the canopy. That was nice. It was really great. And we had clouds and a slight breeze, and it was just a nice evening. So here's the expenses. And so the Patrick hasn't turned in his invoice yet. Do you want to remind him? He comes into Hills, but he doesn't come in like on a steady basis for me. He might, but I'm not when I'm with him. So if you'll get hold of him and ask him for the invoice. And I texted a message to Jordan today, so I'm sure he'll. Of only $183.38 on the food, so we did really, really good. And people just, when they found out that we were doing that for the town, we weren't charging, I'm telling you, they just jumped in, and it was amazing. People kept coming over to Jimmy, and once the box was gone, because I took it home at the end, and they just kept giving him money, and he brought it over to me, and then Lexi and I counted it today, and Judy's mailing it off. So it was great.
Judy, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your video and the sound cut off right as you were talking about the expenses. So could you just repeat that small portion of your report for the recording? It would have, I'm sure, cut out as well.
So the expenses were $1,500 for the band, $200 for the sound system, or for Jordan and the sound system, $1,066.88 for the food. The donations came in. Boulder Farmstead wrote a check for $100. They donated that. And then in the box that we had out there for people to be able to donate, we received $773.50. And that was a difference of $183.38. So we did really, really well. And I was excited. Okay, talent show. The Boulder Mountain Lodge sponsored the talent show. And let me find mine. Here it is. Here's contest winners. I wanted to mention contest winners. It was fun watching. The only thing I missed was the last dance-off. If anybody recorded that, would you please let me see it, because I missed it. Okay, the grand prize went to Camille and Andy for their musical performance. $25... for honorable mention for Vincent for his E minor recital. Comedy, 50 $5 prize went to Carmen Rice, $25 to David Holliday. Spoken word, $50 went to Dan Gardner, $25 went to Wolf Barsh. And on the music, $50 went to Phoenix, $50 to Juliet, and $25 to Angelina. Odd and peculiar prize to Aaron Crosby. And then dance and movement, $50 prize to Cam, Ron Johnson's son, and $25 prize to Garen Apperson. And that's the one I missed, and I heard it was really cool. So if anybody, I want to be able to see that. Certainly somebody took a picture of that. All right. Any questions on the 4th of July or comments, or does anybody want to respond? Or?
Next year, Judy, let's just get organized a little bit faster. And so we get some word out that there's going to be a talent show, there is going to be this and this and this, and I think we'll get more participation.
Yeah. There's a few things that we really could have improved on, but
we were kind of flying
by the seat of our pants, and I think we pulled out pretty good. So
yeah, and I've got quite a few comments.
Really good ones. Like, yeah. Me too. That was great. All right. Let's move on. Next on the agenda, Utah Trust Insurance. It is in place as of July 1st. The cool thing was I got that certificate immediately for the parade so I could get it off to UDOT. And UDOT responded overnight. So they really pissed. I was totally amazed. I thought I was going to at least have to wait a couple of days. But the gentleman I was working with was really a champ and got it over to me. All right, let's see. Next, the town hall lights.
You know, getting an electrician in Boulder is like pulling teeth. We all know that. Getting a bid for work that they don't even really want to do is even harder.
Well, what about the guy that was replacing him? Didn't he say that he'd give us a bid to replace him?
Yeah, Chad, I talked to him today, and he's working on a price.
Okay, so maybe we could just call out to a couple more people and say, could you, or...
I asked him for some suggestions. I know that seems weird, but they often do that, you know, electricians know electricians, and they can get someone, one of their friends, to give a bid. So it all goes, you know, according to the process.
Yeah, because, and how much did he tell us he thought it might be around the first time you retired?
It was an hourly rate, and then there was a certain amount of time for each light. There's 26 lights. I never even did the math, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd really like to get that done, especially with prices going up, because I really think it'll help our electricity bill to get in LED lights and get in a timer. So see what you can do, okay?
Yeah, I put a little pressure on it today, so.
Okay.
How many of the lights are out right now?
Two.
Just two?
But they're two of the 26.
But they're those crazy ballast ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something around.
All right. Hose equipment. We got a new quote, and I'll let Jimmy tell you about that because it was less than the first one, but there's a reason.
Yeah, we just took off the extra boots. We had boots on here for, I think there's seven of them on here. We dropped off 5 pair of boots. We're only getting 2 of them. I think that's what it was, or 1. And so, yeah, they're $400 a piece. That's why the boot price is lower. They went from the $13,991 to $13,321, and everything is ordered.
Okay, did they give us any idea when they might be?
A couple of things already came in, the hose ramps, couple of the little tiny things, but not the hose or anything like that. So,
right.
So we get a date all day.
Okay, cool. All right, the voting box. I don't know. Let's see how well did that go. How many, did you have any people come in?
I didn't respond.
Didn't yet?
That's the summer I was here.
I was really hoping that it would go over better because although mailing has become a really easy thing to do, I used it.
I think it's kind of funny because the post office is right there. Like, you're dropping it off in the same envelope that you're...
Yeah. All right. Well, I was kind of hoping for just a little better turnout on the voting box.
I was going to say, also, I think in the future, there's maybe more, like, advertisement and stuff to help.
Maybe we could do that. Put up some flyers saying that the box is in the office and stuff. They advertised it, but we could do it here in town maybe a little better next time. So that's a good idea. The conflict of interest training is next. I talked to Utah Trust. I'm going to get back with Josh as soon as I get back. I'm going to be gone most of next week. So I'll get back with Josh and then we'll work something out on that conflict of interest training, see what he has. I don't exactly know what it was. I asked him about it, if they had anything like that, and he said, yes, they did, but he really didn't like reiterate exactly what it was. So I'll get with him again and find out. The town road right-of-way is next. We sent stuff off to the attorney. I sent pictures off. I sent the new survey off. And he responded to us. I sent it out to the town council. His suggestions, and if I get any of this wrong, you let me know, and I want some discussion on this. His suggestion was that we make the road all the way down, that we actually put road base down, make the width of the road the same all the way down the road. He also said that the fact that that road is not used much, that he doesn't believe that we should have to use the whole road. He also said that as a council and as a town, that he believes that the best process to be would be to make the road go all the way down. And he said between 18 and 20 feet. So Jimmy and I went to look at the road and the other day to decide what would be a decent width. And so I want Jimmy to talk about that and about what we can do to make it so that the road is safe. And I think, you know, let me say this, and I've said it before, we're a rural town. We do not have the infrastructure to, we're going to have to take this one road at a time in town. The way we're growing, for one thing, we don't have the money to do big road projects right now, and if and when we do, we'll have to get grants to do that. So we've got to make this thing safe, we've got to be fair, and it's going to set precedent. So we've got to make a good decision tonight and finalize this road situation. I think we've done everything. The Wilsons got the survey, got it done, and now, since we got that off to the attorney, he's made the comments, the fact that the road isn't used that much because there's only a few homes down there. The fact that we are a small town and many, many communities do this. So I'm going to let Jimmy talk about what I'm proposing. I want you to consider it. And I'm proposing this from what the attorney said. This isn't what I'm saying. This is what taking a look at the situation, what the attorney said. And from there, we'll make a decision as what we need to do tonight.
So when we measured the road, the widest part of the road from the corner by the telephone pole coming in, as it sits right now, just the gravel part of it is 27 feet wide. The narrowest part, right where the canal goes through the road right there, is 12 and a half feet wide. So what we proposed to do was go through, come in 6 feet off of the corner of the Wilson Road, come in, start from right there, because that's almost exactly where the road starts already, maybe a little bit closer, come in and blaze the path going all the way down for the road we have to replace. There's two culverts in there that we're going to have to either replace or get extensions for, depending on what condition they're in. And as far as the parking and anything like that, I've looked at every ordinance that we have. There's nothing against the business that says they cannot have parking on the side of their business. So, and it's on the side of the road. That's why roads are made 60 feet wide, because you got 15 feet on each side for each parking, 30 feet down the middle for each, so you can drive down the middle for each side. So the way that we want to do it is put 20 feet in, going all the way down. It's going to actually lengthen or widen the width of it. It's going down to where the, like I said, the two road or the two culverts going up underneath the road. And then because we'll have to continue to go all the way down. And the rest of it, I think we're like 19, 20 feet already going down through there. And so what we'll have to do is just bring that all up to standard sort of class B road for it. So I don't know what else to do on it.
And then another thing that we think will, because safety is a big factor, so we suggest that, Corey, your parking be horizontal parking, so that the back of the car isn't out, and you've got two spaces there. If they have four-wheelers, you might want to move that table down a little bit in case somebody has four-wheelers that they can be out of the road. But having the road 20 feet wide and taking it all the way down, that should let Bob, you couldn't come out of your driveway good there. That'll clear a lot of those bushes out of the way. It will be a designated road at 20 feet wide. And when I sent that, asking the attorney what he thought, he said he thought it was a good idea. The only thing he did say is that we have to put a stipulation in there that if we ever need to widen that road at any point, that we can do that. And whatever it takes legally, whatever, we'll make sure that that happens. So that's kind of what we proposed.
Can I ask a question on it? As far as the to do additional upkeep to road improvements, what would we anticipate the budget of that being? Because that also, you know, in what Judy, you said, this is setting a precedent. You know, as far as I interpreted it from Mark McKiff, it was saying that we could improve the road, but as long as it was uniform, that the width was the same all the way. And so I'm wondering if we should look into the cost before we commit to making the road improvements, but at this point, just moving forward.
We have to actually put it out for bid.
Yeah.
It's going to be over $1,000. Yeah. So we won't have a clue on what it's going to cost until after you get a bid back.
And so because of that, are we able to move forward with Mark McKiff's recommendation saying that we'll also look into the costs of the road improvements and not saying that we definitely will do the road improvements? Because we need to make sure that, one, it stays within our budget for roads this year and doesn't take all of it. And two, that, you know, anytime there's, you know, anything going on with roads, we want to make sure that we can maintain that same improvement.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. It was just something I thought of.
Okay. All right. Corey.
So you guys obviously looked at the road. I've looked at the road a lot. in front of the Circle Cliffs Motel, that is the widest road I can find in Boulder County. If I went and measured 500 north, the road behind the mills going up to the bridges, it's barely 12 feet wide, the entire road. And there's more people that live up there that may need a wider road than there is on our road. Now, if we're going to start on roads, maybe we should
try. There's trees in the middle of the road.
And also, well, Corey, also, we're thinking about a little bit down the road.
And I understand that, but I'm just saying, if you guys go look at 500 North, behind the hotel, it's 12 feet wide the whole way up, trees, sagebrush. Our road in front of the Circle Crystal Hotel is the widest road in Boulder for the 120, 30 feet of our property, and we maintain both sides of that road and always have.
For 23 years.
Nobody else maintains the sides of their roads. Angie's Road right here, 300 North, there's trees in the road. And so I think if we're going to start by widening some roads, I don't know that that's the road do we really need to start with that road? Why? There's Donna Jean and this Browning lady who doesn't even live there. Obviously, don't access to his house. So I just think maybe we should look at which road you want to start with, because our road is the widest road in town. Literally.
I just want to say something. This is a more of a personal note. But in the 23 years that we helped Donna Jean and Bruce, and we're part of the family, so we used to have rushed back farther. The reason the road even narrows after our property is because of the willows. The prior owner didn't want them cut back, so they were still open to us, Scotty Mitchell. The renters didn't want anything done, but they didn't care. And Donna Jean didn't want everybody coming down there. She loved that we could still get the grader down the road. We can still get the fire trucks. We've taken them there. We've been on many calls to Donna Jean's house. And in this situation, this really comes down to Donna Jean and what she even has a clue about. The town is, I just feel like the town is trying to make a decision on something that they haven't even given us any, like, to make a decision without even speaking to us. Is that like how it works?
No, we are trying to make the road so that the road is decent going down there.
But that's what I'm saying. The road is beautiful going down there. There are some willows. I used to cut them all back, right down to the pits, for Bruce and Donna Jean.
Nobody's ever had a problem going down that road.
Not one complaint. Our
section in front of the motel is the widest road in town. Drive around and find me a wider road.
Yeah, we've measured all.
Find me a wider road.
There's a lot more that are way more in the way. Trees right in the middle of the road. But a town is set up, and there are things that are made. It's obvious that business is the oldest business in the town, oldest running business. It is it is an icon of Boulder. But the bottom line is, it's on a town road, which Corey and I, the only reason the whole road isn't even completely engulfed in the weeds and the willows is because we have maintained the town road for 22 years, this is our 23rd year. You'll notice after the wide road that we maintain, it goes smaller. But that was always my daughter Jean's choice, because we used to help them out all the time.
I don't think we need to put a culvert in.
It's a beautiful little road. It's a private, people like it that way. Everyone has always loved it that way.
Okay, well, let's discuss it.
Who is everyone? Irregardless, that is a public road.
Exactly. I think
the widest road in town, that's
Scotty Mitchell.
The widest road in town.
Let's keep it.
Okay, Scotty Mitchell.
So,
he lived there for many, many, many years, Scotty Mitchell.
Judy.
Because he didn't want it. And she was a homeowner.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, so what you initially proposed is that based on the current width of the road, that it doesn't appear that the things that the Johnsons are doing is making the road narrower than the use is needed, correct?
I didn't hear all what you said, hon. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So when you initially started your proposal at the start of this discussion, based on Mark McKiff's recommendation, was saying that how the Johnsons are using the road currently for their business is not making the road more than we need it to be, because it is wide enough that it doesn't impede traffic or use of that road. Did I understand that correctly?
I think that I still didn't. It kind of broke up to me. Did I hear everything?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. That's exactly what you're saying.
Okay. So my idea being that the only reason I made that proposal, and I agree, Jimmy and I both said that's the widest part of the road, okay? So, but for safety reasons, we thought it would be good to define the road for sure, all the way down so that that's a road. Now, if people don't want the road that way all the way down, I kind of don't understand that, but we would have to know for absolutely positive that they don't. Gladys, have you got any say on that?
Well, there's in within the town platted roads, there's some roads that the town officially opened as roads. There's some places, some roads are platted that we have not opened.
That's true.
And I'm not sure which ones we have, quote, open. So, okay, the one that goes up on the north of Camille, yes, we officially, quote, have opened that. What other, I'm not sure, what other ones have we officially opened?
Well, I'm not 100% on all of them, so we need to get a new plat map.
Because like I say, when we do officially open them, then we need to be sure we put them on the collector road system so we're getting funding to help maintain it. I'm just not sure which road. Like Judy, is the road that goes down to Elaine's, is that a platted?
What about your road, Judy, down to your little property? Is that a platted road right above Nashazi? There's dumpsters in that.
But we've never officially opened that road, I guess is what I'm saying. And yeah, and so, you know, that to me, that probably makes a difference whether we officially opened it. Because then we need to decide, okay, when we officially open roads, what width do we want to make it?
That's the same
thing I asked Judy. I personally think it's 20 foot. You need a 20 foot wide road.
Eighteen's minimum standard.
Yeah, I went down the one that goes out onto Black Mesa. I didn't, you know, it's 24 kind of part I was looking at. And I was parked to the side, and I still be hesitant about, you know what I mean? I'd want to make sure that I wasn't on a turn, so some people coming.
So, Steve, you got any input on this?
I'm just taking in the information right now.
Okay, Judy, one thing, we have plotted city roads. Like the town roads going down the lower boulder, those are not plotted city roads. Actually, people own the property.
You're right.
The plotted city roads are, the town actually owns those. The property owner doesn't pay taxes on that. So to me, there's a little bit of a difference between the plotted ones and the ones that we, quote, just use because they're there. Even though we are claiming going down the lower boulder, we're claiming the 60-foot wide away, I think. There's a couple of places.
For safety reasons, the town probably needs to address that because even though, like you said, it's not a plotted road, I mean,
town still has right away.
They're killing us with the weeds and the upkeep. I mean, something needs to be done there.
Yeah.
And that road, so are you trying to find out on that road, our road is plotted?
Yeah, you're, it's a plotted. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, within the town.
Yeah. Well, we're a council, so what do you want to do?
It seems the standards you set, safety and fairness, what we do for one.
Yeah. Well, I agree on that. Absolutely.
It's never, that's the thing, though, it's never been a safety issue.
It's never, not one complaint.
In our road.
Ever.
Well, the only, I agree. The only thing, go ahead. Is
financially the improvement of Bob and the Johnson's Road, that road, going to take away from improvements on other roads?
No.
Like the Bird Trail Road, so it wouldn't be taken away.
No, but there's way more important.
Yeah, you know, I just want to know if spending money on this issue is going to take away from money that can be spent on other issues.
It's more important issue.
Well, I mean, depending on...
More important for certain
depending
people.
Depending on what that is.
If I was going to road up to your house and Connie Reed's, you know, that road should be wide enough.
It doesn't need to be, so why would we try to...
And if the owners don't want it, you shouldn't. Any of your daughters.
Okay. Let's get back to the discussion.
Real quick. So many people are talking at the same time. One, it's difficult for me to hear and understand. But two, for the record, we need to have people state their name and have one person speak at a time.
So, I was hoping to get this settled.
Okay, Judy, I would like to see if we could get a map showing which are plotted maps within the...
An updated one? I don't know. We'll have to go to the county and get that.
And so maybe we look at them and say, okay, well, if we're going to do that this year, we're going to have to do it here. Or maybe we say, you know what I mean? And we make criteria, okay, if the town opens a road, you know what I mean? This is the criteria we're going to follow. Now, when individual people just drive on it, because another one is the road that is going down to the Red Barn, is that what it's called? That is a city road, I know that.
All right, well, how do you feel about that, Elizabeth?
That makes sense. I do think that, you know, this has been going on for 6 months and that all the parties involved, you know, deserve us to keep moving forward with it.
I agree. We wanted to get this thing ended.
And so I guess, you know, one thing that needs to be cleared up as based on what Gladys suggested, what is happening between then, Corey and Candace is allowed to what they have doing the whole width of the road and it doesn't impede on traffic based on Mark McKiff's suggestion, or are we going back to, you know, previous statements that to ask them to remove things and told them that they couldn't park? So I do think that something needs to be shared with them this evening to allow, so they know what is expected of them between now and Gladys's suggestion, which I agree.
Okay.
We also need to consider the Federal Highway Protection Act. You cannot have parking within 3 feet of a highway intersection. A private individual cannot erect road barriers and direct traffic. This is all Utah state law. You guys can start looking at that. What is legal and what isn't?
I've looked.
All right, Candace.
We're not directing traffic.
Exactly. The state, Camille, we were talking about Camille, and when the state made the state road through, they had to make deals with businesses that they went right through. And one of them was, we have never had a problem with the state. They have never asked anything of us. It's always been like that because they pushed back our property. So if you want to get the state involved, that's a whole different thing. But that being said, that's not true.
All right. Can I make a comment just about that part of it on Highway 12? The only thing that I noticed is when, and I think this is a good point. When you have people in, is that number one sitting on Highway 12, the first one? If you'll have them unload there and pull forward more, so that when people are coming out on the road, because that has happened twice, I've had people park there, and you have to pull way out on the road to be able to see Highway 12. If you could just do that and ask your people to unload and then maybe pull up 3 feet.
That would be just the Burchell Grill and the Hell's Backbone Grill.
Well, we
I mean, people parked here at Gladys's store the same way. You know,
right? I know, but I'm asking you to do that. Everybody should do that. We should be watching out for how you turn.
I've always watched out and always been really good with my customers. You guys, we are talking about a small business that is
over
part of the year that's only hasn't even been filled up since COVID.
This is just a
and I mean, this has been going on for 100 years. Nobody has even asked me, the business owner. You refer to Corey, but I am a business owner, and I need to be recognized as well. And that's what's got me feeling worse, is that not one of you have ever come to me and asked me about this. I got lied to by one person, but that was it.
Okay, Candace, let me tell you something.
What?
To be fair, Corey.
Okay, fair, because you know it's
fair. Corey, have not I said that I wanted to talk to Candace, and you and I talked that day? I said I'd like to talk to the two of you, so I did.
But did you talk to me?
No.
Did anybody ever talk to me?
All right. So that was a suggestion, okay? And that's why. And that's for any business.
But don't you do that with everybody? Does it each tribe get to be, you know, doesn't the town at least notify each side and let them know what's going on so they know what's going on? Because we have a lot of stuff we can show you guys that we have done.
All right. Well,
like,
this
actually legally.
This, we're
definitely not ready to be done.
All right, we're going to bring this particular situation. We're going to decide what we want to do right now. So, does someone want to make a motion to wait to get platted roads?
Can I just, okay, Jimmy, for clarification. Okay, what was you saying? You went and looked. Okay, so if you look.
The beginning of it was, I believe, 27 feet, 26, 27 feet. At the very beginning, right there by the power pole coming out.
That's right.
That's just
coming
that's
off
what
the
is
road.
Traveled right there. And then okay. It goes down to 13 feet, all right on Highway 12.
Okay, and so is this pretty much standard? I mean, so like we say, okay, we're going to do 20 feet, a 20-foot road right away. We're going to do the center between the two property lines for fairness. And then we go 10 feet on each side of this 20 feet. Is that about where the gravel part is?
That's where we were trying to almost put the thing. So that's kind of right where, because the main line for the water company goes straight down the side of that. We've got your power lines that are sitting right there. So we had to offset. I think it's a little more on kind of north than it would be going south because of the power lines, the utility easements, everything right there. So. But it's only like a foot.
Okay. And so the way the things are now, when they park at the motel, are they parking in this 20-foot, anywhere in this 20-foot right-of-way?
So I measured my vehicle, which is 18 feet long. I took it to where they're... hole is they have come in for parking. It comes out and you're still a foot and a half from the end of my vehicle to where the 20 feet starts on the road. So there's like a foot and a half difference in it.
Okay, so but then that's still given as a 20 foot down through here.
Correct.
Okay.
It actually doesn't change a whole lot if basically defines the road going all the way down is basically what it does.
Okay. Okay, I think Bob had a question.
I have a question about that. When you see, even your driveways on your street, that town road was so is required 22 feet. Yep. 22 foot for one-way traffic.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm pretty sure our road standard said 18 feet for equipment. It wasn't for
driveway.
I'm talking about driveway too.
Oh,
fire protection standard is 18 feet. That's what ours is.
That's fire protection standard.
Correct. That's what we have our, Bob, you're not listening. That's what we have our set at.
If I open up another driveway, town ordinance will say 22 feet.
Minimum 18 feet.
The ordinance says 22 feet.
Okay, we'll show you. So,
let's check that out.
Yeah,
that's good.
Was anybody going to acknowledge me? I've been holding my
hand. Hang on just a minute. All right, go ahead, Kim.
I completely agree with you about the entrance. And that has been one of my problems for years. It wasn't like that. It was a lot more level because it used to be all gravel and built up. Well, over the 23 years that we've lived there, we watched it, you know, deepen and decline because it needs to be built up. You know, we're talking about where you go out and you have to look at the car. And yes, we need to get some gravel on top. I talked to Jimmy about it, and I didn't go any further than that. But he told me that all I need to do is call Judy and tell her, and they'd get us some gravel. I haven't made that call. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was what I was told. And that would make a huge difference in that problem. And I'm with you. And the thing is that Donna Jean has many caretakers, and one of her sons goes in 20, 30 times a day. And it's just not more. It's done, you know, because the state has that pit right there, and it's got more and more. You used to have gravel made on the level. So first thing it would need, if we were going to put any money into it, would be gravel right there in front.
All right, well.
Jim, I'd like to hear from John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't see it. Judy was right there.
Okay, John Barrett here. Speaking from a planning perspective, that you talked about roads being safe. And also people talk about flights and things, private, the levels and all that. Fine. But we have as a town adopted the Wildlife Urban Interface Code. That allows, I think, a 12-foot drivable surface, but still requires, I think it's either 20 or 22 feet clear of brush, because you don't want to be going with a fire truck with fire on both sides if you're close in. And it also deals with turnarounds at the end of a dead end road. So I think that that sort of sets a floor of what you could, if you're going to upgrade this as a town road, you at least need to meet what's in the Urban Wildland Interface Code for fire access.
We have every truck, our biggest truck we have in it, we're called. We've helped that family out so many times, your life and death. And we've had everything down there, including Drake. It's huge. It's a huge truck. There's nothing wrong with it. Never had a complaint. Never.
Oh.
It should have been addressed a long time ago.
All right. Well, so. I guess we get the platted roads. That we'll go ahead and get the platted roads and go to the county. I'll get to the county and get those platted roads. Jimmy, you and I will figure it out. I'll go. I'll be. Well, I won't be Wednesday, but I can probably get Caden to get that for me. I bet you.
Okay, and let's double check and see if in our ordinances we are requiring 22 feet. Then
okay.
We need to.
All right, we'll double check that too. The only thing that I see right now, then, is that I'm going to ask you, Candace and Corey, if you'll move those pots back.
No.
Please.
No, it's
they're
not
right on the edge of that.
Wait, are you asking me?
Asking you to put them in.
I spent 20 years figuring out a process to make it, because I was always watching kind of people move their car, try to park in the road, and then go get them. Well, it took me 20 years to come up with this idea. Those planners make perfect parking spots. They give the people direction. Ever since I put it out there for two seasons, I watched every person from it. We made specific parking spots. And that's why those are there, because they take the tail end of the vehicle so people can safely park. We made specific spots, and I've watched it, and it's worked nearly 100% of the time. That's why they're there. They've never hurt anybody. We've never had a complaint. We drove the grader through their drift. Did you understand that? We're not getting anything bigger. Down
there. Well, they're up there
you,
right
here's
now.
Here's what we need to do. We can cut back a little bit if they want to.
They're right now.
Well, I'm with my neighbors on what they want to do with all that. We can push it all the way back to the fence and the road would be huge.
I'm just asking you to move them in off the edge of
that. Absolutely not.
Wow.
And it's not a personal thing, and I'm not stubborn. I'm standing on my right as a businesswoman, as a business who has been here for 100 years without a complaint, who is the center. Shame on Bob. His parents helped find this, found this place. We helped them ranch. We, all the years he was gone, for the last 23 years, we took care of the family. We took care of them. We did the watering. We helped him when it
all right.
It goes on and on.
Okay.
There's never been a problem.
This is about the road. Let's
we can
get
started.
I agree. You've got a lot of good. Okay.
She was the end.
We
got to
move on.
We don't want it to change at all.
Okay. We got to move on.
And he doesn't own the property and it's not even in his name. So why is he going to have it away?
So what is, so
I just want to know
what is the rest of the ceiling from the town council on the pot? It's a town road. It's up to you. Elizabeth? Can you hear me? Are you thinking? Uh-oh.
Are you muted?
She's muted. You there? Okay. Well, I've done my best. We will go ahead and get the platted roads. I personally think the pots should be moved back because they are on the edge of the road. That is my personal opinion. It has nothing to do with personalities or people. It's the fact that they're sitting on the edge of that paved road, and I think they should be moved in. That's my opinion on this thing. So has everybody else been there? We're going to end this situation right now and make a motion to table this until we get the platted roads from the county.
It's getting the platted roads from the county. Something that came up in a parks committee meeting that wasn't really related to parks is surveying all of the roads in Boulder Town. Is this the same thing?
No, this is getting the actual plat maps from the county so that we can see where the actual roads are, how wide they are, what is a count or what is a town road. Because when Bob did that, when he got that last survey, it showed that the road that used to be a town road behind him on that survey, am I correct, Bob? It was no longer a road back there?
I was looking at that. That road is still open. I had the north-south turned around.
Okay. Okay. So then that one still is. So we'll get the updated platted roads, take it from there and see which way we want to go.
Candace, quick question. Is there some other way you could designate parking spots without the pots?
I've tried it several ways. And if you've ever been down there, I mean, you really have to take account. We have three units that are, we're only have half a season and we're not full. It has never been a problem. That motel and that parking was there before the road was there. It was there before Don and Jean's house was there. It is a grandfather's property, which also has rights with these. When things have been there for a certain amount of time, there are laws. And that's why little towns and beautiful things don't get ruined. We don't want to destroy our historical town, what historical town we have left.
I don't think we need to go making a road that's only 2 blocks long, 60 feet wide, and there's only 3 people to live on.
All right, well,
Is it reasonable to try to come to a compromise and leave the rocks but move the planters?
No.
As soon as all the dumpsters and
all the rocks and the trees and the yard and everybody parking on the side.
Even with the planters, it's still the widest spot in the widest road.
And we will move the garbage. I'm going to have the dumpsters move all over together, all over their glen. They're having problems over there at Anna Sazi, so I'll move with the dumpsters and stuff, and the garbage is blowing over down.
We're just going to move it from here.
Yeah, just going to move them all together there. So, anyway, okay, so Elizabeth, you have any other suggestions?
Nope.
Well, did she say no? Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I make a motion to the table until we get all of the...
Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor of tabling this until we get that information from the county, and we'll bring it up and make another decision as to what to do.
I'm glad to say yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. Steve. All right. It's tabled. Okay, the return of the safety funds, the money, I've almost got that done. I've been in touch with the lady. We'll probably see that money back, I would guess, in maybe the next 2 weeks. So I've got to get a copy of the check that we paid them. And one other thing I have to fill out. Jones and DeMille took care of, McLean took care of that. For the most part, so that will be done, and then we'll have our money returned. That is the safety, the school, yeah, the school safety fund.
Thank you for listening to me, and if you ever care, I got a lot more information.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to give you a report on the helicopter. I don't know if you guys read this on the Insider. But there's a new helicopter going in Sevier County in Richfield. And so they won't have to come in from Page. I like that idea. But I didn't know how many people knew that, and I thought I'd share the information. All right. Park Committee vacancy. The Park Committee has got a vacancy. Anna is leaving. And you know, I was talking to Tina today, and she's been on that committee for many, many years. So we just want to thank her for doing that and for being a blessing to the Park Committee. They have an opening. I talked to her today. I guess the Park Committee doesn't have a definite amount of people that they fill in.
And I don't even know whether we appoint them. I think that people who are willing to serve.
Yeah, and I talked to her today, and she said, you know, that's exactly what she said. I talked to Tina today because I wasn't sure. I knew they had a vacancy, and I wasn't sure quite what, like who appoints them, or if it's the committee or us. And
how many people do we want on those? Like,
well,
that's the question. You're gonna have.
Yeah, so I want to give you a report on the Park Committee, and we'll just kind of put it in with this.
We'll report on this, and I can get the other items when.
Okay.
Committee reports.
Okay.
Right now on the Park Committee, we've got Randy Catman. Jeff Saunders has kind of been coming. He's not sure if he was ever formally appointed, but again, if we go by what Gladys says, then whoever comes, they're on the committee. Tina, Laura DeMay, Sam Stout. We've got four people who have requested to be on the Park Committee. I think that may be a little large, a little unwieldy. So I don't know, six or seven, I think is plenty. That's my personal opinion.
I was even going to say five.
That was five.
Yeah, five on the committee. And to me, you can, the committee itself can always delegate. You know what I mean? If there's other people who have a special interest, they would like to do such and such and such and such, or come up with ideas, you know what I mean? Because basically, the whole town should be able to have input to the park committee, you know.
All right. Well, when I talked to Tina today, she said they never had a definitive number.
Yeah.
And so do we decide that? How many is on the committee, or do they decide that? She wasn't even sure about that either, so.
Well, what do you want to do, Steve? You want us to charge it?
Well, my preference is, you know, 6-7 members.
So.
I mean, I've been, if you get many more than that, then
okay.
The building's been needing to be a lot of control.
So we have right now how many?
Five.
Five, but then Corey Johnson is, he's not on the committee, but he attends the meetings. I don't see a problem with making him a sixth committee member. I would, 6 or 7 is a good number.
Well, and then I mean, we've got other people that want to serve on the park committee. Of course, right now that's all we got, so maybe we just take that and. Well, how do you want to appoint him? You want to appoint him, or do you want to let the park committee appoint him? Because Tina told me that she didn't know. She said they had such a hard time getting committee members that they just took whoever came. So I don't know what the procedure is.
Yeah, Chris Bigger wanted to be on it. Candace, Vicki Campbell, Marion Jones.
So that's 4. And they got.
We'll tell
now?
You, we're keeping their names in mind for planning commission and all these other things.
So. Should we go back to, should we let, send them back to Tina if they're serious about it, or what do we want to do? This is new to me and with the park committee, so.
I say we keep it at the 6 members, Randy, Jeff, Vaughn, well.
If you have 6, so you're going to have ties, so you have to vote on it.
That's right, it needs to be an odd number.
And Tina's saying that anyone's welcome to attend the meetings, and maybe, you know, all the additional interested people, if they just publicly announce when they're meeting, anybody can attend. And Tina, if I interpreted your comment or chat comment wrong, correct that.
So should we just leave it at that? And then a lot of times certain people can't make it, so maybe we should just allow them all to be on the phone. Maybe is well, that too many? How many was it all together?
Well, Jeff, Randy, Sam, Tina, Laura DeMay, who has been doing a lot of traveling.
So really, what, so 4 and then 4 more?
And then Corey.
And that's 5. And then 2, 4. The other 4?
6. So if you count Corey, we've got 6.
Not including the ones that want to be on the committee, is that true? So 6 and 4 is 10, so.
Tina is saying that Jeff is on the committee.
So Jeff is on the committee? So that makes 10 total, is that right?
You mean if we add up the other 4?
That want to be on the committee. So do you just want to leave it? Well, we've got to have 1. We've got to have, if we've got 6 now, then we've
you
got
one more. To come to the meeting, we still have to say so enough, but you got 10 people or 11 people in charge of it. I think you're going to have.
That's a lot.
Anything that comes to a vote, it would be nice to have that 7th member.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't we put Steve as the other member? Because you go to their meeting? Do you go to the meeting, Steve?
Yeah.
Would you want to do that?
Because basically you're just going to vote.
Yeah, that works.
So that gives us.
That would give the seven.
And split the other four notes that are invited to the
meetings.
And.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
And Steve, I suggest maybe they, do they have a chairman? Maybe they.
Tina.
I was going to say, maybe they should vote and officially have a chairman.
Is there any conflict? I think it's a fine idea for you, Steve, to be on it, but I just want to double check if there's any conflict if you're acting as the liaison and then you get to approve things that they want or don't want on the town council. And I just want to make sure we don't get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so I think having Steve stay as a liaison is probably the safest as opposed to a member that has a vote.
You're right. That's good. All right, so we need one more. Do we have the first person that applied? Can we take the first person?
That would probably be Chris Bigler.
Okay, should we go that route?
That's the
first day. In?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go that route.
Okay, there's that.
All right. Does that mean
we're saying that Chris Bigler is replacing Anna Sanders on the park committee?
Actually, Jeff is replacing Anna, I think.
Oh.
Because we were not, he wasn't sure if he would ever been formally approved, but apparently there's not been approval process forever. So
Chris Bigler. So it's just adding Chris Bigler.
Yeah.
And so would you get me a list, Steve, of the whole committee when you're done so that we've got an updated one?
And then the website needs to be updated.
Yeah.
Because it's.
Yeah, we've
got Robinson's on it right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
So we don't, being that that's a committee, we don't need to vote on that, do we? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm good with that. all right, Boulder Pines and Red Farm Road Repair. Jimmy, go.
All right, Randy or Blender asked me if we could come in and fix the town road from the Burr Trail going down to the fire hydrant. It's right down there before you go into the properties, right there on the Boulder Pines Road. And it's just that one stretch. That's the only part that the town actually owns. The other part that goes down is not an actual. It's just put in. So it's just from the Burr Trail going down to the fire hydrant right there. So, and it'll definitely be over $1,000. So something that we do need to do. And I went down and looked at the road. It is horrible, especially coming right off of the Burr Trail. The Red House Farms Road, Kip Green asked me if we could repair that. I do believe we should repair it, but I think that the irrigation company should be responsible for the bill for it because it was the canal that washed out. If Boulder Farmstead washes out a road, Boulder Farmstead has to pay for whatever damage it causes, if it's an accident or if it's on purpose or whatever it is. It's just how normal.
I think the irrigation company would. I wasn't even aware. Now, where's it washed out?
Right through your fields. Right there where the canal came down, the old field from Donna Jean right there by the Red House Farms. It comes through, washed out your big old swath right down to the middle of your field, and then the road right below that, right after Kitchen.
Oh, I just didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure the irrigation company will because they.
So those are the two roads that we need to.
So they're just going to be graded? Is that what we're going
to
do?
No, we need to drop off on Boulder Pines. It's probably, around five loads of road base for it. Red House is just probably going to be one to fix that. So
we'll get bids out on that.
Okay, let me ask you something. Maybe you need to check with the county commissioners. It used to be that they donated some time to each community helping with the road. I don't know whether they still do that or not.
Well, they have. They have.
Well, maybe that would be something.
Yeah, Jay, talk to Jay. Huh?
I don't know.
Check. Won't hurt to check.
That's right, because if we sit back and silently and don't say anything, they'll never do anything.
And then if they bring in the road base, I mean, we can pay for the road base, they'll bill us, and it'll be cheaper.
The county, when I talked to Jay last time, said they weren't even planning on getting any kind of road base over to Boulder. If it was before September, we'd be super lucky.
Well, maybe we could get it graded and then bring the road base in after they get started on it. At least it would be, let's check with the county. That's a good idea.
Okay.
I forgot about Jay. because he's been really good down on helping us before, even on lower last year, well, the year before.
So on the Boulder Pines Road, I don't think the Red House Farm is going to be over $1,000. It's one load and a stretcher.
Oh, hey, I'll just contact the irrigation company.
Okay. And then, okay. So the Boulder Pines Road, I do know that's going to be over $1,000. So we do need approval from the town council in order for me to see somebody to actually get bid for it.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for the Boulder Pines Road, road base.
Can you hear that, Elizabeth, okay?
To repair Boulder Pines Road with road base to get a quote for it. That is just from Burchell to the fire hydrant right there before it goes into the fence line.
Yeah.
From the Burchell turn down the Boulder Pines Road to the fence line.
So are you just going to contact a couple of three companies and see if...
Okay. I think we have to actually put it in paper to see if we can to get a bid for it. Because it's going to be probably around $3,000-$4,000.
Check with the county first, see what they'll do. And then after that, we could get a bid and check and see how soon they're going to do it, you know?
Okay.
We'll explore both avenues. That way we get the best deal. All right, did you hear that okay, Elizabeth? So Jimmy made a motion, and then I need a second on that. Okay, Steve seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jimmy, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. All right. The trail along the west side of Boulder Mountain Lodge. There's been a lot of parking there, and people are having a hard time getting by there, and they're not supposed to be parking on that. So Steve, would you talk to the lodge and let them know that that is a no parking zone right there, that it is a walkway?
Well, it's close to a fire hydrant as well. It's a fire access.
Yeah.
Cars there, you can't get the emergency vehicles there.
Yeah.
I think the towns need to come in and either do railroad ties on the one side to actually make it look like a trail there instead of making it look like one ginormous parking lot going up the deck up the side of the road. So that would just take it from about where the lodge's parking lot starts going all the way, because we do have the pedestrian sign there for that trail. And that pedestrian sign, I'm going to talk to the camera guy again. I'm going to ask him if he can actually move it farther up so that, because it's right where it sits now, almost blocks our fire hydrant anyway. It sits so close to it, we'd have a hard time getting a fire hydrant in there.
Okay.
But that's what that pedestrian sign is for right there, is for our trail.
No, that'd be a good idea is to put something in there. So.
Didn't they just have rocks along there?
They have it along the east side of the trail, along the fence line, but nothing up against Highway 12 to make it actually look like a trail. Now it just looks like a giant parking lot where you can just go all the way up along the sides. And then whenever they park in there, I've even noticed it pushes everybody out that's wanting to go walk to the park from the corner. It pushes them everybody out to the highway on Highway 12.
Okay.
So
couldn't we get by with something like railroad ties to put along there? That'd keep people from pulling in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a designated town walk or designated
town. Yeah, it is. So. We'll talk to them, and then Jimmy, if you want to take a look and see what cost us for some railroad ties, and we could visit this again in August as far as the railroad ties go, and see what we can do to take care of that. That would be simple. How do you feel about that, Elizabeth? I don't know if her sound is on. Okay. Did she give a
thumbs
up?
Good.
Okay, very good. I just didn't want you to be excluded. All right, so we'll go that route. Then you can report on that next month, Steve, and let us know. That's an issue. Okay. The check. Now we'll okay the check. I think it's Did you get your copy, Elizabeth? Okay. Any questions, you guys, on the check?
Yes, I have it. I have it. For my video off, hoping it is less of a delay when I speak, but.
Okay, can I just ask a question? Okay, did we buy a utility trailer off Scott Brody? Is that what that?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
Gee, our water is a lot, Judy. Is that? That's what it. Do
the older farms
get? Yeah.
I think the town park used a ton of water, and the fire department's one used a ton of water. I don't know. I already talked to Corey about it. He said we got to figure out what sprinklers are on what meter, because I think all of the sprinklers are tied into the fire department's meter, and just the town hall is tied into the town hall's meter.
Oh, okay. So we need to maybe...
We need to make sure, yeah, we need to figure out something on there to where... And he said he's going to try to figure out which ones are what on there.
Okay.
So, but I already talked to him about the overage on it.
Okay, well, that's okay. I mean...
But that's what it was. There's an overage on the town park itself, and then on the fire department meter here.
Okay. So that is to say that, you know, maybe we need to look at something a little bit for over there at the town park if it's going to keep using that. Or maybe we decide, oh, it's worth it. I don't know.
The fire department.
All right.
Got a question on April O'Neill paying for a zoning administrator who is not here.
Yeah, we are. She's because we don't have anybody. I've got it out there. We can advertise it again, but I thought we had someone. And then also when I talked to Peg at one time, she was hoping, she kind of wanted to come back. And so I was hoping that might happen too. We have one possible person, but I'm really not 100% sure on that. We can do is put it out again.
Somebody mentioned something, would that Caden Figgins be willing to?
Well, I talked, yeah.
Or not. Well, I don't know.
He might. What he was going to do was try to, he helps some other towns, but he has to travel. And he's trying to get the county to work out a deal to where, and I don't know how that'll work out, but he was going to talk to him and see if maybe he could do some of that kind of work. I can't remember everything you said, Gladys. I don't want to lie to you, but it had to do with staying at the county. But I can ask him if, although I don't know, I don't think it was zoning. Was it zoning administrator? I'll ask him.
Okay.
I'm not 100%, but we just haven't had anybody. I've had a couple of people put it out there, okay, you know, for zoning administrator. And so far it's worked. It's tricky with her being out of town, but at least it's worked, you know. So, and if anybody else has any ideas or knows of anybody else that would like to be zoning administrator, it's a tough job and you gotta.
Well, because a lot of the different things that have to go on, you're inspecting pipelines going in, you're inspecting everything. You're supposed to be physically inspecting all of that.
Yeah, I know.
On everything.
We can check with the county, see what we can do. I don't know what else to do if you haven't got anybody applying for the job.
Judy, this is Peg. Can I ask a question? I couldn't hear clearly if you had said that April had submitted a resignation.
No, I didn't say that. I said you and I talked that one day and she was hoping she'd be able to come back, but that was all the conversation was, you know. That was it, Peg.
Okay. Some of the audio is a little low. It may just be my speaker. I don't know.
Has she said anything else to you?
No. And and I haven't communicated with her for like a week or so. Nothing has come in for Planning Commission in terms of the applications that are live right now, that there are updates intended for them, but if people haven't moved on them, then she has nothing to send to us. So anyway, yes, we have been in communication. There's just not a lot going on right now.
Okay.
Well, not a lot interactively going on right now.
All right. Well,
but if you want me to, I don't know if you want to post the notice for another, it's not clear to me what you want to have done about posting notice for a new zoning administrator.
You post a notice for another.
Do you want like a backup or a new one, or what is the intent here? Because you're kind of firing April if there's a notice that goes up, right?
I would just like to have somebody local, and so would the Planning Commission, somebody that, you know, we really need somebody local. I mean, and she's doing a good job for being far away, but we really do.
Yeah.
And the Planning Commission even.
I understand that. There should probably be some official communication from the town to her then regarding that, so she understands. Would seem to me. Fair.
Well, she's been a blessing, you know. The only thing I can say is we really love her. So
do we need to officially write April a letter saying that we're searching?
Yeah, but she knew that to begin with. Peg didn't change. When she took this long distance, she knew that, you know, she said that she'd help us out is exactly what she said. So, right, have I got that right, Peg?
Yeah, I think at the time there was another applicant. She said that she would do it until the matter had been resolved. So, yes, you're right. In a way, she's...
I would say that some communication should be made with her, you know, also asking, because I know at one point she said that she would do it temporarily while away, but she was also had the intention to move back in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so if I think before we make a move forward in letting her go, see if she's actually returning to town in the fall or not. And I don't know that. I haven't spoken to her recently.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to her about
that. She is qualified. And she has put a lot into learning it and to start all over again, regardless how great of a person we find. If she's going to return to being local, then this discussion may not be necessary.
Okay, so why don't one of you guys check with her? And you want to do that, Peg? Or?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Yes.
Okay. At least that way we'll know, you know, what to do.
Yes.
And then we'll just hold off till we hear what she has to say. I'd like to see her come back. Although housing, I know, was an issue for her. But.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take it from that. We'll take that and wait to move forward on that till we hear back from Ken. Okay. We got the check.
So we need to make a motion in a second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We've got discussion. I'll entertain a motion to accept the check.
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Jimmy seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes. Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to the department reports then. Gladys?
Don't have really anything to report.
Thank you for the flag.
I was going to say, right now the flag's in my barn, that's why. Until at least after Veterans Day. So then I don't have a hard time connecting with Corey and having a panic attack the day before that I'm not going to be able to get the flag out. And I also, I ordered the Utah State flag just because every year we're in a panic before the parade. We don't have a Utah State flag. We borrowed one this year, but I just ordered another one. And it'll just be with
that. Okay, that's great. Not anything for the cemetery or anything?
Oh, we're still working on the cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh,
Judy, who called? Who was it? Phelan Owens? Phelan Owens that called. She's going to have a meeting here.
Yeah, she. I can never hear. Did she decide definitely?
Yeah, she'll be here next Thursday between 3 and 4. The meeting will be between 3 and 4. Could you make that? I'm out of town.
Yeah. I must miss it on my email.
Okay, and if anybody else, if you can gather anybody else that might be interested.
Okay, that's what she was talking about if they're interested in winter tourism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah, next Thursday, because I knew it was a planning commission night. So. Yeah, I think it's 3 to 4.
Okay.
Oh, Bob?
I'm going to Cambridge tomorrow. I'm meeting with Henry Kyle and an attorney. While I'm over there, would you like to, if I stop at the courthouse and have a printout of all those town documents?
You could do that.
It's only $4. I mean, I've done it.
No, well, we'll reimburse you. We'll reimburse you, whatever.
What do you want? Is the center of town or all of it?
Well, we want all the town, don't we?
Yeah, but specifically we want the center of town where...
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said. Okay.
I'll have them do whatever they'll send to.
Okay. Okay. That'll be good. And we'll reimburse you. So that would be good.
Did we check first if there is a copy in the town? Because I think the library has it. All the
maps, but I don't know if we have like real updated ones. Judy said they're not updated.
Okay, thank you.
So
I'll go over there to the
English. Okay. Well, that would be fine.
I'm there. So
all right, that'll be fine. I'm not gonna get to go this next meeting, so I'll be out of town. So, all right. So, Steve?
Just more on parks. We had a good meeting. One of the things that the park committee would like to know is who's using the park facilities and for what reasons. That might help us kind of anticipate demand for further developing the park properties. They think that in the past, Judy, that you have taken reservations. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if it's not broke, but you'll know who, but maybe if you can inquire as to what they're using it for.
Like family reunion or birthday party or whatever, or meetings or whatever.
They talked about parking expansion, expand the parking lot to include the public access on the east side of the Boulder Park property line. In fact, they even mentioned just putting a road in, the road all the way down, but the only reason that they suggested that is it would eliminate some of the congestion with the school going through the church parking lot. But definitely looking at expanding the parking there.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed how much Boulder Town Water is being used, and Randy's going to keep informed, quoting informed, how much is being used. Currently, they've got two hookups equaling 10,000 gallons a month.
100,000.
Right. 1-0 doesn't make a lot of difference, does it? the community center has a 50,000 gallon hookup, the firehouse a 50,000 gallon hookup. They talked about redeveloping the town ball field, putting in grass out here, and Corey is going to get an idea of what that would cost, both for the grass and the sprinkling system. There's an old cistern, I guess, on the property here that they suggested be filled in, knock the cistern down, and then they use the fill that's sitting on the north side of the town property to fill that cistern in.
That's a good idea.
And you know,
because
the one that's right here on the corner.
Yeah.
Right behind the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
It's on the ground. Yeah. Big cement
thing.
It's starting to crack and start falling.
You know, the nice thing about putting grass in out here, it's kind of a nice sort, but then you can use the facility for baseball, volleyball, soccer. Anyway.
Then it's an expense of keeping the grass. That's the
thing. Yeah. Well, it was mentioned that drought time is probably not a good time to discuss it.
And if we're already going over.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get the information.
Right.
I don't think it'll hurt. And really down the road, that might be a good idea. Where is there any way to cut down the water in the park? Is that all hand done, or can it be, are we on sprinklers or timers or anything? And are they on timer?
No, I don't think so.
So he turns them on and off.
Well, I wonder if it would be any better if we put a timer on there.
I'm not sure. Is there one that actually pop out of there?
I'm pretty sure there's a mixture of timer sprinklers.
There, that's what I was just saying. Maybe in that little room off the side of the building, I think there is a timer box in there.
Okay.
And I think the last thing is we're talking, apparently there's ATVs that sometimes run through the park, and we're, Corey talked about putting some big rocks up.
I talked to that house, that's that white house down there, that they were running around there, and I caught them down to the store. So they were gone when I went to see them.
All right.
But I did talk to him about that, you know, anything that can help, because I'm sure they probably won't be the only one.
Should sign up in the park saying no.
No, that's probably I was going to say. I said yes, yeah. I want to get their sign. Yeah. Okay. So we'll look into that. Okay, Jim?
Fire department is pretty quiet for the month. We had some of our order coming in. EMTs, not a whole lot. I think we had, there's two calls. I think we had one at the lodge and another one on the side of the road, I'm pretty sure. The dump, I'm still waiting on Dwight's to get their trucks fixed and their excavator come over and get our metal. I think we have probably five dump trucks.
Wow.
I'm looking at it, right? Like at least four or five. So, yeah, other than that, and then roads, I just talked to Boulder Farmstead, and we're going to try to go down and mow the road down Lower Boulder Road sometime. I know within the next 2 weeks that we actually get a chance to do it.
Okay.
So, and then just the other two roads that we had were right there.
Okay. Can that stuff sign up by Gladys? Is that UDOT right there on the corner? That's a big hole. Yeah.
Back here at the store.
You know, your dad's got some of that fill over there. Could we throw that in that hole, I wonder?
Yeah. It's where all fire hydrants and the PIVs.
No, but he was good and gave me some one time.
I will ask.
Thank you. It's not huge. But it is a pain. Every time I go by there, I think, hope nobody drives accidentally over that corner, they'll drop in that hole.
It almost protects the side of the outside.
Okay. Elizabeth.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. For Planning Commission, there were no updates received on applications, at least up to yesterday or today. So there is no agenda for further discussions on the two subdivisions that previously have been discussed. They're continuing a housing discussion, and so they're planning to create some kind of community forum in the fall, possibly in September, to gather public input on the direction Boulder should take in considering future zoning and housing developments. The goal of the discussion is to research and to gather information on zoning and density issues, review the general housing or the general plan regarding the housing goals, and review the 2017 community recommendations. And the last one was to get ideas on how to organize the forum. They also were going to be adding on to the agenda the National Fire Protection Code, but that was postponed until the August meeting. Then let's see, what else do I have? The library continues to be open during regular hours, and they've been posting on Pegboard if their hours change. The Arts Council has done quite a few events the last couple weeks. They had film, they had a concert, they've had a community art opening. This coming Friday, so tomorrow, is the opening of BJ's artwork, and I believe it's titled Canyon Sky, and that's going to be tomorrow. The opening reception is going to be from 6 to 7, and then following that is a reading by Stephen Trimble on his newest book, The Mike File, A Story of Grief and Hope, and that will begin at 7 o'clock, and that will be outside on the lawn between like where the free box is and the community center. And so people can bring chairs and come listen to that. Let's see, what else do I have? I wanted to follow up on, I had questioned or asked how we put out our the fire ban in May. And obviously there's one in the county, but I just wanted to follow it up that it is that as a town, we need to pass a resolution, because it is already an ordinance, and the resolution just says the dates that we do it. And so, and then it's taking the, I think it's chapter 130, section 1 of fire restrictions. And so you're just making a resolution to that. And so the last one that was done in that form and had been previously done was resolution number 2021-2. And we did it for last year starting. And so I just wanted to follow up on that. I had some folks communicate and contact with me, but it wasn't until yesterday that I saw it. And so it was a little late to pass it on to you, Jim, at that point. But it's just, I think people still thought I was the EMT, EMS liaison for the town. But there's some people in town that are concerned about the lack of an ambulance. And so they had reached out, and it's Dave Conine is the point person on it. He's on this call. People have a conversation, but what I'd suggest is just putting the two of you together. But he's reached out to the USDA Rural Department Program about possible funding towards our ambulance. And I think it needs to be really clearly understood that the county didn't take our ambulance for financial reasons, and it wasn't because we couldn't afford it, that at the time we didn't have enough EMTs, and you need to have people that are licensed EMTs to run an ambulance. And so maybe looking into what ways that funds can be used to recruit EMTs or to create trainings that are more local, and so on and so forth. And also getting an update from you, Jim, because the last I knew, Karen was the only EMT. Is that still true?
Correct. I haven't received anything else from anybody else on it. And we have to have at least two certified EMTs to have an ambulance here.
Yeah, and the county's always been really lenient on that, and to run it efficiently is, you know, and also we have not had an advanced EMT since Randy Ripplinger stepped down. And legally and technically, you can't run an ambulance without a advance. So we always have to pick up an advance or transfer somebody from Boulder's ambulance to Escalante's ambulance because they have one. But the county's always been pretty lenient letting us initially start a call with just basic EMTs. And so that communication needs to keep happening. And I think the more we get community involvement of figuring out how do we recruit and how do we maintain and how do we provide the necessary training so we can have licensed EMTs in town. I'll let Dave Conine and Jimmy, you can kind of touch base, and if I need to be involved, I'm more than happy to support it. But just for people to know that I am not the EMS liaison any longer.
Hey. Is that it?
And then I had one other thing, but it's more of a comment than a department report, so I'll wait until after public comments.
Okay. The only thing that I have is with the Garfield Planning Commission.
We had a public hearing on glamping ordinance amendments, zone change from agriculture to commercial. Another zone change from agriculture to residential estate, subdivision amendment, and that was it. Kind of quiet, and nobody spoke up at the public hearings, which made it a really quick meeting. So that's basically all I have. So if that's it, let's take public comments. Unless anybody else has anything they want to say. So it is now open for public comment.
I have two questions that really don't have anything to do with the town business. I have an old box trailer.
Can you, who's speaking? Whoever it is, can you say your name?
Robert. Yeah. Robert Wilson.
And maybe move closer. It's really challenging to hear people when they speak from their seat.
You want to speak
we need it for the recording.
That way these guys can hear. I don't know. Did they ever get the mic, the batteries on that mic? Okay.
Yes, the batteries have been changed. It should work.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Robert Wilson here. I have a question that has absolutely nothing to do with town business. I've got to haul some stuff off to the dump, and I'm not sure whether I can or not. I have a 6-foot box trailer, but I used to haul a welder around and fence poles and things like that. It's just a 6-foot box. Can I take that to the dump, or do I have to cut it up in the scrap metal with a torch before I take it up there?
Oh, you mean you're taking the actual box to the dump?
Yeah, it's just
the
just
trailer.
It's just a 6-foot box trailer that I used to haul a welder around in. Just like that, it's for the cars.
You said you can take.
I'm pretty sure you can take it, put it right next to the cars.
As I don't know what the rules are.
Did we stop
as
taking
long as
cars?
Well, we don't have anybody to take them, but as long as it doesn't have any gas, oil, anything like that in there,
no.
And it's not over, I think it's not over 8 foot, if I'm remembering right on it, I think he's allowed to just take it and put it right next to the scrap metal stuff.
Okay, so it's just a 6-foot box, you know, with the time, but that, so I don't have to guess that. And my second question is, over here alongside the post office, you've got this thrift center thing. I've got an old propane, well, it's not old, but a propane fired Dutch oven stove that I want to get rid of. Can I set that over here?
Yeah.
What is it?
A 2-burner propane Dutch oven stove.
Yeah, and if nobody takes it,
can
I'm
I
like,
oh, you mean to the pre-box is what you're
saying.
Okay.
Can I set things like that over there? I've got 2 or 3 things that I need to get out and I don't want to throw away. They're too nice.
Yeah, what'd you say? But that's propane, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put the bother on it.
Yeah.
No, honestly,
it's a 2-burner stove. And then I've got a maple rocker that I want to throw over there.
Yeah, you're good.
Or do I have to just bust that? And fit
no, you're good.
You can put it over here. So
you might want to check back in like a week, and if no one took it, then dispose of it. Because things that linger more than a week probably won't ever get taken.
I don't know what the rules are over there for that. I see some strange things floating in and out.
Well, for something.
So I thought I would ask. What if somebody wants a propane stove for Dutch ovens? 2-burner, Rocky Mountain.
I bet somebody will get it from you
over there.
Yeah.
I'll put a sign on it. It still works.
One man's garbage is another man's treasure.
That's right.
All right, is that it, Bob?
That was it.
Okay.
Two questions that had absolutely nothing to do with
it. Thank you. Glad we could help. All right. Public comments?
Well, this is Dave Conine. I'm the one that talked to USDA about the ambulance. Basically, what happened was I mentioned it to the recently appointed state director, and she identified COVID money that would pay for an ambulance. And I was aware of the EMT issue, but I thought, well, let's see where it goes. And somebody a moment ago suggested maybe a certification or training with some of the money might be a good way to go. It's not cast in stone, but I thought if the town knew about it, there may be a way to find EMTs or whatever. And so I just thought, put it out there. It doesn't require a decision tonight, but I figured if people know about it, we can maybe figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, and I think that that is seeing, you know, if it can be, because I think you might be able to recruit people better if they didn't have to travel for a course. And I don't know, but that has always come up in the past is that, you know, because the town will pay for people to take the course and pay for their travel, but it's still a large commitment to go away every weekend for 16 to 18 weeks.
Yeah. Has anybody done those courses online?
I think a certain amount of them has to be practicum in person, but these are things that I can follow up with you and Jim can follow up with you on it.
Okay, great.
But there's certain sections that can't be done online.
He was the one switched over. He was the one in person.
Sure. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Tina Carlson, do you want to share?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a few things that I'd like to, first of all, on the free box, I've been a Nazi on that one, and it's really good if you could send out a pegboard on that, if you're willing, because it's very helpful. I have done that in the past, and it makes a big difference. Even if you just say, I'm taking it to the pegboard, that would be helpful. Let's see, I have a number of things here. One is I didn't really hear in the park committee that the possibility of opening the road all the way down through to, I assume is where, I don't know what that one, I'm unsure of that particular comment by Steve, but we can clarify that, I'm sure. Let's see. The thing about on the free box, basically, you know, I mean, not on the free box, on the voting box in town, you get a ballot in the mail and it's free to mail it. So it makes it pretty easy to just do that. Just saying. And I'm just going through my chats to everyone. I don't know that the map, I know that there is a map of the community, the downtown area of Boulder, let's say, of the roads at the library. I don't really think there's been anything new since those have been actually done. So, I mean, they're pretty set in stone as far as where they are. And those that are open are probably pretty easy to identify. I would just like to say that anyone can come to the park meeting. I appreciate that you've limited it to 7. I agree that it's actually easier to do that. So thank you very much for that. But I can open it up to the public if that seems to be more appropriate when talking to the park committee, but even to the town, if the town feels that that's an appropriate choice, I'm happy to do that also. As far as my position on the town park, it's always been basically the secretary. I seem to be the secretary and everything, but Steve Cox would basically say to me, these are the things we're going to cover, send out and plan a meeting. So you know, that's basically how it's been. I think probably having a chairman would be a good idea, and we'll definitely pursue that. Let's see. Sorry. I have a count of 8 with the park committee, just for the record. Randy, Sam, Tina, Jeff, Laura, Chris, and Corey, if that's what we were talking about. For the record, that's what I understood. Again, April is pretty qualified as far as a zoning commissioner, so I appreciate her time on that. There's all in the park committee. Basically, there was also the discussion of putting parallel parking to the driveway that leads to the back of the building of the town hall as part of that whole idea for having a ballpark or a versatile ballpark back there. That would be, you know, parking that faces the ballpark, which would help in parking in general at the town hall. So that would include, you know, some kind of gravel base, which we will pursue unless otherwise directed. The sprinklers are on a timer, and the exception is that there are certain parts of the park that actually don't get sprinkled very well. So Corey and including everybody on the staff try to keep that going. I'm sorry? Hello? Okay, that's it. Thank you.
I don't see any other Zoom people wanting to comment. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't tell if the town computer froze. It looks like Lexi got kicked off.
Oh.
But she's back on. Lexi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you get caught off? Did you hear all of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no. I don't know where Tina ended. She was talking
about... She did. The last couple of things she said was the sprinklers are on a timer with the exception of a few areas that can't be, that don't get hit, and those are on hand sprinklers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Any more?
And Peg, the other thing, when Tina finished, Peg said it didn't seem like anyone else online was trying to raise their hand.
Nobody was? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Oh,
Johnson. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Okay, John Burek. There was one item that was referred to the town, and I think just off of the cracks. This was doing an ordinance covering electronic meetings. I think it was brought up a couple months ago of planning as a recommendation to town council, and then we haven't moved on it. I think you guys are probably still running under the resolution that Steve Cox ran through at the beginning of COVID.
I think we are. I think that's the last one I remember. What about you, Gladys?
I think we updated it once about this time last year, but I could be wrong. I would have to go back and look.
The main reason I bring it up is that when somebody challenges an ordinance, one of the things judges love to rule on is, well, you didn't have a proper quorum for your meeting. So with your permission, what I could do is kind of research where we are. King County has a pretty clear, brief, one paragraph ordinance that just defines electronic meetings, electronic participation, what constitutes a quorum of an electronic meeting. What I could do is clean that, research up where we are, clean that up and get it to you, and then you can decide if you wanted to put it on the agenda for a future meeting.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Now people planning and the town council legal and electronic participation.
Okay, thanks, John. Appreciate it. All right. So have we got all okay.
Regarding the Boulder Pines Road, I just wanted to give a huge thank you to Randy Replayer and the Replayer family. They've done an amazing job. I've lived there for like 5.5 years. They're always great to fix up the road at the rainstorm, like plow the driveway and stuff. So I just wanted to give some recognition to them for what they do on that road.
That's great. Really helpful, so.
So it would be way worse if it wasn't for them.
So she was giving kudos to the Ripplingers for fixing those roads, and she said they've been really, really great. So, Gladys?
Did we ever get an update on which roads were flexing on the flexor road system? Do you call it Class B or B or C, or it's not C?
No, it's Class B. I think B and A.
Okay. Have we ever made sure that all these roads that we're talking about are on the system?
That's what we're talking for the Bird Trail and everything.
Yeah, because
for the money that we're getting, you mean?
Yeah,
I don't know whether on that, and I haven't been able to get hold of the lady yet, but okay. I'm on it.
Okay, because I didn't know whether that the Boulder Pines Road was even.
If it's in our collection.
In our collection, you know what I mean? Because the ones I remember are from way, way back.
All right. So I'll talk with Jimmy on that, find out exactly which ones, and then we'll make sure that we do that. Yeah. Okay. Well, I actually called once, and I haven't got back because of everything that's been going on, but I'll definitely keep on it until we find that out. That's what the thing you're talking about is when Jerry Taylor talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay. For a trail road. Very good. All right. Well, if we have no more public comments.
I have a comment that's not necessarily a public comment. Just have a comment. But is anyone else going in the public? I guess mine's a request. I know that now that we have Lexi kind of rolling in her position and things are getting more smooth for us as a council and everyone's getting more comfortable. But when new agenda items are put on and when we come out in the draft form, if there isn't any reference in a previous meeting, if whoever is adding it to the agenda can kind of just give out to the town council members just kind of an overview of what it is. So that way, if we need to do any homework or request any additional information, we have that option. Because there are a couple items that come up that I don't know what they are until the meeting, but I don't even know who necessarily to direct those. And the one thing that I would say that I thought was a really good practice that the Planning Commission has put into effect is that they're getting their agendas out 2 weeks ahead of time. In that week, everyone's sending everything out, and then it's kind of finalized 1 week before the meeting. And I know Matt Cochran, as the chair, is even setting out a reminder that says if the meeting's 2 weeks out, if you haven't sent in anything that you want, and they kind of, it's an open dialogue of creating the agenda, and it's helpful to be prepared and be able to do your homework for the meeting.
Yeah, we've been trying to get there. We're getting better at it, but well.
Yeah, and that's what I want to acknowledge. It's gotten much better, but I, you know, just as things come up, just to kind of know who added it, so at least you know who to ask questions about it.
Okay, cool. We can do that.
Thank you.
Glad to help. Okay. Well, if nobody has anything else. I make a motion to adjourn.
I will second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and everybody who came.
Thank you, Peg.
Thank you, guys. Bye. I'll talk stuff here.